it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
What do you make of Christian Konyer, defensive back, telling the Vols goodbye during the spring portal, which doesn't happen nearly as often as the January portal?
I think this is a red flag for Tennessee. And this is a red flag for, let's remember this. Christian Konyer was a 4-star across the board out of Kentucky in the 2023 recruiting class. Tennessee has a desperate need in the secondary. You would think that a player like Christian Konyer would fit perfectly into the rotation, even though we never really heard him last year. We just thought he could develop eventually. You would think he could fit perfectly into the rotation eventually as a highly talented defensive back. I don't think Josh Heupel and the staff recruited him, not expecting him to make an early impact, given his star rating and given what they needed in the secondary. So for him to transfer out after a year, this isn't a throwaway pickup they got last year. You know how, you know, Dave, in the recruiting trail, like you sign a 25-member class, and like there's about 10 players in that class that are 3-stars that you're like, okay, it's not a big deal if they transfer, right? Like, you know that you... How many players do a coach take in a class where they're like, it's a coin flip if they work out? And they know it's a coin flip.
I've said it's 50-50 every year with every class. About 12 to 13 are going to be good. 12 to 13 are going to be nah.
But how many do the coaches know are a total coin flip? Do they expect to be it's like, I'll sign it on the chance that he's good, but he may not be good.
I think they knew 20 years ago, but I think with the restrictions on contact that started to exist about 10 years ago, I think they are more uncertain about a player's character than ever before, which I know drives coaches crazy.
Okay, because the reason I'm bringing all that up is this. Christian Konyer was not one of their coin flip guys. He was one of their guys.
No. He was clearly, there's no argument. He was clearly a highly valued guy, but not only by Tennessee, by the recruiting rankings, by basically everybody. He had several scholarship offers.
Right. So here comes my question. Did Christian Konyer have an issue that nobody saw before he got on campus? You talked about character. Was there a academic issue that the coaches could not have known about? And we're not casting any aspersions on Christian Konyer. We don't know. Or was it just he wasn't good enough? And if it just he wasn't good enough, I got concerns about Tennessee's ability to evaluate talent on the recruiting trail. And I've had it for a while.
Now, I pointed out 4-star, but Dylan points out on our message board, his top 2 came down to us in Kentucky, to be fair. So it's not like they won an incredible recruiting battle. Where is he from again, Christian Konyers?
Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Okay. Those kids are always overvalued. So you've kind of won me over to your argument. You and Dylan have ganged up on me because the kids from Kentucky are always overvalued. Why? Because they have to have some 5 and 4 stars, don't they, in the whole state? Because the whole state's horrible at football. So Caleb, maybe. I mean, maybe just beating a Kentucky is an overrated guy. I think, though, and again, we don't know if Christian Konyers did anything wrong. We don't know if they just didn't think he was good enough. But I think they've settled in, and they're not going to tell us who they are. I think they've settled in on their guys, and they've made it very obvious to the guys that transferred out and the guys that made decisions to move on to the NFL. And now Christian Conyers, you're not one of those guys. I'm reading the tea leaves. Admittedly, this is not, I'm not sourcing this, but that is the way I read this, is you're just not as good as these other dudes. And maybe they didn't even tell him that. Maybe he just realized it on his own. Your take on that, brought to you by our good friends at Rick Terry Jewelry Design. They want to be your jeweler. Looking for affordable game day jewelry? How about the Fire Opals, a Tennessee tradition? RickTerryJewelry.com. RickTerryJewelry.com. So for right or wrong, Caleb, I do think Tennessee feels set in who they want in the defensive backfield. Your thoughts on that?
I think they do too, but my only issue with this is if they do, it's because of a lot of transfers they went and got from the portal this offseason, which would lend itself to the idea that they missed on a guy like Conyer. And I mean, you're right. They probably shouldn't have. If it was down to Tennessee and Kentucky, I don't care if he was a four-star at that point. Clearly other big schools didn't want him. I feel like the coaching staff is at a level where they've got to evaluate those guys. They've got to be able to understand. And by the way, this is, I'm going to say it. You're going to hate me, but this is a type of mistake Butch Jones would make. He went for the star guys.
Now I'm going to defend Heupel in this to the nth degree. There are still some guys in last year's class. Now, there are still guys in last year's class that could contribute, but we have a good feel for that. And I think that there have been guys since Josh Heupel has been there that he's taken that maybe he wouldn't take once Tennessee is at a championship level. So if they took that guy from Kentucky and they were able to steal one from Kentucky, I got no problem with that. The evaluation must have been off by the analyst and Heupel, if that's the case. Again, we don't know that that's the case.
Right, but it's they had to miss in some way, and I feel like in 2023, you weren't wasting scholarships, particularly that was after the 2022 season where you went 11-2 and finished in the top six. So I just think that, look, Conyers alone is not the only. And I'll let you bring up a couple of guys Heupel's hit on, because I know you have them up your sleeve. But before you get to me on that, on the transfer portal and on the trail, Conyers is not the only guy Heupel's been missing on the last couple of years. And I've said this for a while now. I think Heupel is a great X's and O's in-game coach. There's questions about his work ethic in recruiting. I don't think that matters as much as people think. I'm going to be honest. I think there's so many other factors that go into recruiting. But there is an issue with talent evaluation. And I've been feeling that for a while now. And I think wasting a scholarship on a guy like Conyers. Now, maybe it's because in this era of the transfer portal.
The scholarship back.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Maybe in this era you can afford to waste scholarships.
Yeah. So if you've got a four-star right over the border in Kentucky, I mean, I would take him. I would take that guy and hope he pans out.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
I agree with Smoky Mountain Red on the message board. I just think there's too much depth. They brought in a ton of people. Is that a good sign or a bad sign for Tennessee that they seem set on that? Don Self, State Farm, customer service still matters. For over 40 years, they built their business on taking care of their customers. The greater Chattanooga area, call 423-396-2126 or donself.net, donself.net. Check him out. Don Self. No, I don't think Christian Conyers in and of himself is any sort of concern, but I actually think it might be a little encouraging. Check this out, that Tennessee is willing to let a guy like that go if he's any good, because they feel so good about the defensive backs they have. I could easily spin this into a positive because they got so many defensive backs right now. Some were going to be left out of the rotation.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Pretend you're an NFL team. You're a Cowboys fan, which, you know, I like to mess with you all the time on because you torture yourself because every year is your year and then it's not. But
until the playoffs.
Yeah, so say in the third round, Jerry Jones drafts a defensive back. Now, a third round pick you expect to work out eventually for your team, right?
Yes.
If the next year he signed a defensive back at the same position, or two defensive backs, you would see that as a red flag of him saying, oh, I missed on that third round pick last year. Wouldn't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you say that, but that's not how college football recruiting is. And
it is in the transfer portal,
though. You take more guys. Here's what I think. Here's what it comes down to. Now, big caveat. Can I throw a caveat in here?
Sure.
You got me on Hooker and Milton. Okay. I'm not going to argue that. But as far as talent evaluation, otherwise.
One of the worst personnel decisions made in the history of football, by the way.
Okay. Milton's a great practice player. Whatever. I don't care.
No, he wasn't.
You got me on that one. You got me on that one. Okay. But how about a James Pierce? How about a Nico Iamaleva? How about all those guys that they've been able to pull in? My belief is that he gets about 75% of what he wants, the players he wants, and there's about 25% that's just filled out the class that Conyers, guys they brought in, because they didn't have the pick of a litter like Georgia. You get a championship level, and that 75% becomes pretty much 90 to 95% of who you want. That's the way Tennessee used to recruit. I think it's more along the lines of that than it is talent evaluation, and that's why they've missed on some guys.
I think there's more players they've missed on than you're giving them credit for, and I think that's the issue. Because James Pierce, look, you get enough four-stars. I mean, Dave, you know this. You get enough four-stars and a couple of five-stars. I don't care if you're the worst coach and the worst recruiter in the world. One of them is going to be generational talent and law of averages. So for James Pierce, and you're right, he went all out for Nico. I don't think there was a lot of scouting required for Nico. I think the entire country knew that Nico was a generational quarterback when they were trying to get him. And Josh Heupel just got the NIL collective to say, hey, open up the checkbook. But let's, you know, you're forgetting about guys like Addison Nichols and a guy like, by the way, Tyree West. Where has he been? He's been in the roster for 2 years now, and he hasn't seen the field that much. Highly talented defensive lineman at the time. There are multiple other players that I could get to. Oh, Jordan Matthews. I thought Jordan Matthews was going to be a generational talent at cornerback for Tennessee. Can't see the field. And these are all highly touted players. And I just feel like Heupel is going after them and they're not panning out. And Christian Conyers was one of the top ones in the 2022-2023 class. He was a big reason it was a top 10 class to begin with. So, you know, when we're naming these guys, we're just thinking, well, yeah, you can talk about James Pearson, Nico Iamaleava. I can talk about a lot of other players who have straight up not worked out so far. They're young. They could work out. But it seems like Heupel's going to the transfer portal very quickly to fill these voids rather than turning to his recruits and develop him.
Okay. It's on our poll question right now on the YouTube channel. If you want to get on board that, please vote right now. Are you worried about losing Christian Conyers? 41% says yes, bad judgment. 59% says no, plenty of depth. Well, Tennessee's had plenty of depth in the secondary. They just haven't been very good players. So I think that's a big part of it as well. If they have good players, it's way different to me. And
all of these guys in the secondary, from what you say, basically could just fill. They are all capable of filling in if it's just one of them filling in for an injured starter, right?
With who they have now? No, I think they think a lot more of who they have now. Are you talking about previous years?
Past 2 years. Yeah, previous years.
It's just like whoever. Hey, dude, what's your name? It's Bob, coach. All right, Bob, we need you to go over here. What position? I don't know. Do you like safety?
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.